Yeah, and I could complain about the stormwater management practices as well, because I mean, it's my understanding that the DEP, state DEP, says that the townships had to put best management practices into their code. So there was one meeting where I think that one of our engineers said, well, it has gone into the code. But then you look at the code and it says, well, these are proposed practices. So it's not that you have to do them. It's that you may do them at your own discretion. So, you know, environmental council, but where we're facing all this flooding and we're expected to do all this kind of mitigation, it makes more sense to put in place preventative practices, I think.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Meadow Plan, the MS4, or are you talking more specifically about...
More about flooding. But the MS4, the reason we have the MS4 is because the DEP said we had to.
Yeah, we need a license or permit or whatever for that.
And you need a permit in order to have the permit. You have to do this. But that's an arguable point because the DEP has a map of like the watershed and the streams, even our small streams like Newtown Creek. And most of them, they put in red on this map the ones that are polluted or impaired. They call them impaired. And it reads like the worst case of, looks like the worst case of varicose veins. There are so many that are red on this map. So it's not that, you know, it's not that we don't know this. But so the DEP said, well, in order to mitigate the degree of impairment in where we are in the watershed, you have to do this and you have to take a share of it. So your share is 10%.
Right, right.
I know there was a lot of grumbling about that because who knows how to determine what our actual percent is. And I get that. But the only reason the MS4 goes into place as a protectorate of our, you know, the water going into our stream is because the DEP says so.
Well, can you, you know, one thing that I am trying to understand is the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, which is the agency that is telling us, that sent us a memo saying that the conversion to Meadow will begin this summer. And what they recommended, I think I mentioned it in the slide, was first you have to kill the turf that is there. And then you have to replace it with some specific seeds, some specific grass or wildflowers. Is that correct? How it should be done? Because, you know, the township manager, you know, for example, at the Lower Silver Lake Park, they're just letting whatever is there grow as a, you know, tall grass. Is that the proper way to do this kind of meadow or?
No, it isn't. And I remember he said at the time, I think he took it on himself to do that. It wasn't anything the supervisors knew was happening. And he said something to the effect that, I just want to show that we have good intentions. I want to show the DEP we have good intentions.
Right.
So we did, it's like a prototype, but it's not.
Okay.
It is just turf grass that's grown up. That's all it is.
Yeah, but he's saying, you know, when I question this, you know, with the first iteration was they were gonna do this for the soccer area where they don't play soccer there anymore, but there used to be Easter egg hunt. There's a lot of activity in the open area of Robert Ridge Park, right? people like that. And he was going to let the grass just overgrow there. And I said, you know, this is people use that. And he said, well, we can carve paths within it so people can walk through there. I mean, I thought that was a ridiculous idea. So they did change the plan. So all this will take place on the perimeter of that area. And I'm not sure about the other places, which are not really, you know, used a lot by residents, like Silver Lake Park. But Roberts Ridge Park is kind of special, I thought. So wanted to make sure it was done right.
Anyway. Yeah, there's one company in somewhere in central western Pennsylvania that has custom seed mixes. And they also have specialized mixes for detention or retention basins or meadows. So they can put together whatever they're asked to put together.